quit following.
Don't run. Mm-hmm. Father, Father, bless this word. Bless us to perceive all that you are saying to us in this hour. Now we give you glory and honor. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you bring a hush over this room. That there be no voice but your voice speaking. In the name of Jesus. The title again is Don't Run. And I'm coming from, me and Miss Kim was talking this week, and Miss Kim, the Lord has really been speaking to her prophetically through dreams and visions. And what he gave her was, it stood out so much that I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And so I'm going to run with it, Miss Kim.
Run with it, girl. Mm-hmm.
The Lord showed Miss Kim that she was in a house. And in the house, Miss Kim, and if I'm off any, you just let me know. And in the house, Miss Kim was getting ready to go somewhere or something, and she was walking, getting ready to walk through the front door, go out the front door, and when she looked, there was a big, beautiful, masculine horse in the front yard. She said it was glossy, it was just had a beauty about it. And she was like, wow! And the muscles on this horse. And the horse was in the front, stayed in front of the yard, and as she looked at the horse, then she realized the tail was cut off. Mm-hmm. And it was bleeding profusely. And she, the horse began to, you know, was
rear up
and stuff like that. Well, that represents a rebellious state, that rearing up and stuff. And she said, oh, and she closed the door to the house. And she was like, I ain't going out there, you know. And she said, then the next time she looked out the door, the horse began to be smaller in stature. But it was still rearing up and everything. And she closed the door again. And then she goes back to the door and it was smaller, even smaller in stature. And the last time, if I'm not mistaken, it was four times. Mm-hmm. It was shrinking. And the last time she said when she went to the door, just like a worm or a little snake that's on the ground, mm-hmm. and it's been sunny and it's all dried up and it's just skin, everything done dried up in it, this thing was dried like that. And so we knew that God was doing something.
Yeah.
And you know, me and Miss Kim, we got to talking about it because, you know, it's good to talk about it. And we know that the Holy Spirit gives us revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We acknowledge Him, mm-hmm. for the interpretation of dreams and visions. Mm-hmm. And so, as we were talking about it, and I just kept talking about it, I was talking to everybody about it, because it was just too, it stood out too much. Mm-hmm. And Then later, as I had been sitting there, and I said, no, let me go back. Then after the horse was shriveled up, then some people comes to her house that's all dressed up, fine and well-dressed like that, very pompous and well-to-do. And there was a woman with them. It was a woman and her agents, I'm going to say it like that. And the woman says to her, what did you do to my horse? And she says, I didn't do nothing to your horse. That horse was out there. I didn't touch that horse. You don't pay for what you did to my horse. What did you do to my horse? And then she said the officials came, police came, and they talked to Miss Kim. And Miss Kim explained that she didn't do anything to that horse. That happened to that horse out there. She never went outside. The Lord told me that was Jezebel. You remember Elijah?
Yes.
when Elijah had slain the prophets, and when the fire came down of that. So the Lord said that was Jezebel and her agents, the spirit of Jezebel. And so I called Miss Kim, and then she said that somebody came in the house with a dog, a pit bull dog. And Miss Kim has a fear of dogs. They really bother her. And so she don't want this dog around her. She said, but it didn't look ferocious and stuff, but it's just that she didn't want it around her. And the Lord told me the next morning, because me and Miss Kim made an agreement that we were going to be diligent. Last week our topic was about being diligent seeking God. So we were going to be diligent for 21 days to seek the Lord from 4:30 in the morning to 5:30. And we were going to be in agreement, but she'll be on her end, I'll be on my end. But we're going to seek him for 21 days. And so I had woken up that morning and I'm there before the Lord, and the Lord sent me to some scriptures. And I looked and it said, and God cut the tail off the horse and cut the head off. I said, that was God that cut that tail off that horse. Mm-hmm. Because that was his character in the Bible. And that's why we learn to learn God's character by reading the Bible, how he handled things. And so symbolically, he shows her this in the vision. So I sent her a text. I said, girl, that was God that cut the tail off that horse. Mm-hmm. And so then we're marveling at how God would send you to his word to show you where he's at.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, now remember, this is a sin nature. The beauty, sin is so beautiful, yes, so masculine, yeah. Yeah. So inviting, so making you want it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sin stands out so much that you want to indulge in that sin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, God said he's going to dry it up.
All right.
He said he's going to dry that up. Just as Miss Kim watched every time she went in and shut the door, she went in shutting the door in prayer. Mm. That's what she was doing. She shut the door. She's all in right, prayer. Right, the next time right. she see it, it's smaller. She right, shut the door. She's in prayer. The next time she see it, it's smaller. Mm-hmm. Shut the door in prayer. The next time she see it, it's dried up.
Alright. Okay.
Now you remember when Jesus went by the fig tree?
Yes. Yeah.
And Jesus said, he spoke to that fig tree and he said, dry up and bear no more fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God is talking about the sin nature that's going on around us. It's in our households. Yeah. It's in family members. We see it everywhere. But we got to go in and shut the door and call on his name. Amen. So we come in agreement, and God said, now watch me. He said, watch me. You saw what I did. It dried up and bear no more fruit. Watch me.
Amen?
Amen.
So in that, when I told her that it was Jezebel, I heard something in her voice. She said it was. And it sounded like a little fear. Mm-hmm. And I said, The enemy wants to launch fear on Miss Kim.
Yeah.
Just like Jezebel did with Elijah.
Right, right.
She sent out a word to launch an assault of fear upon him, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But he's a lie from the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because this battle that's going on is not between Kim and Jezebel, it's between God and Satan.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
This battle is not between Kim and Jezebel, it's between God and Satan.
Amen.
And who's
Amen.
Gonna win?
Jesus.
Nobody but the Lord.
Amen.
The victory is ours.
Mm-hmm.
So don't run. Now I'm gonna read that. This is informative because this morning I went to, I was researching, you gotta sit quiet and things just keep going over, and I ponder things and I keep going over it, and then the Holy Spirit will tell me where to go or tell me to do something. And so I began to search through the website, and I knew this was God, because God, there is one person, he ain't the only one. One person that I really respect their teaching is Dave Wilkerson. He has passed on, but his teaching is still out there floating around. Uh-huh. Amen? Uh-huh. And so, I want to read what he said. And I want you to get it. This is his teaching, but God said to me one day, he said, that you have learned from the great cloud of witnesses, mm-hmm. he said, now you teach it to the faithful that they may go and teach it.
Amen.
So what I learned from somebody else, I'm teaching it to you. Right. And this is what Dave Wilkerson had to say. Mm-hmm. And I want you to get it. I want you to grab hold of what he was saying. Mm-hmm. God's intent for every believer is to be in full control of his or her life through the power and might of the Holy Ghost. The Bible makes it clear that our walk is to be ordered by the Lord. Mm-hmm. David testifies, those who trust in the Lord will not be confounded. Mm-hmm. Psalms 22:5. Your life is not under control, however, if you are being victimized by a spirit of fear, uh-huh. lust, despondency, that's a state of low self-esteem, or caused by loss of hope or courage, or even depression. If you are constantly bombarded with the feelings of worthlessness or the thought of giving up, your life is not under control. Mm-hmm. Dave Wilkerson said, if any of this describes you, I pray that the Holy Ghost will use this message to grip your soul and to put some fight back in you. God wants you to stand up against the devil, to reclaim all the territory you've given up to him. Because when you're afraid, you run.
That's right.
Now, when the devil ran me out of my house, when I had a house in Twin Creek, and when I was in that house, I remember God showed me that this thing came to the front door, and I ran out the back door, and I left that house. I ran and I hid. The devil ran me out of my house. Mm-hmm. I left that house because I saw lights start to flickering at night, and I was by myself. I said, oh no, I got to go. And I got up out of there. And then I called myself ringing out to somebody, but I shouldn't have never left the house, said like that.
Right.
So I gave up some territory because the enemy ran me out. He ran me out with all the different type of demonic activity that I wasn't accustomed to yet. I had not developed in that area. And so he knew how to get at me, okay? So there's some territory that I gave up. It says here, I want to show you how some of the most powerful, godly men in all the Bible lost control of their life for a season. How he got it back in control. It is the story of Elijah. Mm-hmm. That's the first one we're going to talk about. And I'm not going to go into anyone else. I'm going to stay with Elijah. As he waited outside of the city, you remember what he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You remember the fire came down and sucked up the water and the stones all that. Yeah. And then the people, they slayed the prophets and stuff like that. Right. And then Elijah goes to sit there at the gate where Jezebel's gate, and he's waiting to see God do some mighty things and work some things out, but he don't see nothing happening. Then Elijah sends her man to tell her what he gonna do. May the gods I serve, or something like that. May they kill me. I'm paraphrasing y'all. Yeah, but go back in and read the word. Read that. Mm-hmm. But she put a threat on him. A hit on his life. And so he took off. Amen?
Amen.
So it says, as he waited outside the city in anticipation of God's move, Elijah felt very important, very needed, and mighty in God. Mm-hmm. But beloved, you can express something like Elijah did at Mount Carmel, pulling down strongholds, prevailing in prayer, rescuing souls from Satan's clutch, and yet immediately experiencing a great fall. God's using you greatly. God's using you mightily. And then the next thing you know, you just up under a juniper tree. You know, so listen to this. The most vulnerable point in our life as a Christian is right after you've experienced a mighty victory. Miss Kim, God is using you in a mighty way. So please listen to this. Many pastors, evangelists, and lay people who have been greatly led of God have fallen because they became careless and smug in their hour of power. They thought they'd come to the place in God where they were above being attacked by the enemy. That they could handle anything without any trouble. But an angry devil moved in at the first sign of their smugness. He injected into their minds a spiritual pride, and they failed because they were not prepared. So, y'all hear that? God can use us, but we ought to be, we ought to pay attention to our attitude. Because God can use us mightily. God uses each and every one of you in mighty ways. Mighty ways. But don't think that you are above being attacked by the enemy. Amen? Don't think that. The same cry was in Elijah. The true content of his heart came out later as he hid in a cave on Mount Hera. This is Elijah's heart. It says, and he said, I have been very jealous for God, for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I alone, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. That's coming from 1 Kings 9:10. Elijah was saying, I'm one of a kind. Lord, I'm the only one left in Israel who is fighting for you. The battle on Mount Carmel never was between Elijah and Jezebel. It was between God and the devil. Elijah was full of God's spirit. Do you hear that? For God to be able to use you in an awesome way, you're full of God's spirit. Do you hear that? Full of God's spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And Jezebel was possessed by Satan. It was a battle between the power of hell and God's corporate body on earth. God's corporate body. Are you yielded to God in such a way that he can use you in such mighty ways? Are you saying yes to him and no to yourself? Are you yielded? Amen? And it says here, this is the kind of warfare most of us are engaged in right now. It is a battle over morals between the Church of Jesus Christ and the workers of iniquity. Remember that horse. That horse represented sin nature. It represented all the things about Jezebel. And y'all, if y'all were to research and get a little study on the character of Jezebel, you'd be like, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Some of that stuff is, you wouldn't even think. And when you start to research, you'll be like, oh. I remember one person called me and told me, she said, girl, I need you to go and listen to this, this sermon. She said, girl, I think Jezebel's been using me. She said, because some things was pointed out, and I know that's my character.
Wow.
But she had the truth to it, confess it and admit it.
Yes.
You know? And so she didn't want to stay in that state of mind. But Jezebel had been using her. Jezebel, it says here, yet also see in Elijah's story a personal battle unfold. This one is between the devil and Elijah alone. Wait a minute. This one is between the devil and Elijah alone. Satan is saying, I may have lost the battle for the church, but I'm going after God's man. Mm-hmm. Remember when Jezebel said, you gonna pay. Mm-hmm. See, when she sent the word to Elijah through her men, mm-hmm. and then in the vision, this woman says to Kim, you gonna pay for messing with my horse. You know, God is awesome. God is awesome. If he can use us to bring down some things, if we just shut in, amen. Shut the door and pray.
Yes.
And he can use us in mighty ways. Mm-hmm. And guess what? This is stuff that's in secret. Everybody don't know what you're doing when you're calling on the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But God is doing it openly. What we do in secret, God will do openly. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Jezebel represented Satan in this story. Everything she did directed by the devil. She was his tool to bring confusion, disorder, torment to Israel. Listen to how God's word describes her. I have a few things against thee. And this is coming from Revelations 2:19-22. Because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. And I gave her a space to repent. Did you hear that? God gave her space to repent. So whoever's being used by Jezebel, God's giving you an opportunity to repent. Amen?
Amen.
He said, I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that committed adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. That's Revelations 2:19-22. Mm-hmm. Jezebel is the type of the devil. Mm-hmm. She's in a reprobate, past repentant state.
Okay.
She represents a seducing spirit that is at work in the world right now, designed to bring mixture into God's house. The spirit armed is to rob the church of all holy worship given to the Father. It seeks to sidetrack believers out of worshiping God from a pure heart. A pure heart. God loves our pure heart, our innocent heart. He loves it. And it says here, Ahab told Jezebel of Elijah. And y'all know what that part, when Ahab went and told Jezebel what Elijah had done. And then Jezebel, she was so upset. Suddenly Jezebel's face turned red with anger. It was the devil rising up in her. She said, I may have lost all my priests. I may have lost the affection and worship that I expect from the people of God. This is a gripping blow to all my plans. But now I'm going after Elisha. God used that man. And God is using you. And you are a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
You are a force to be reckoned with. Because God is using you. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's used in a totally different ways. So don't think the way that God used you is less than the way that God used somebody else.
That's right.
Don't think that. Because God is using each one of you.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You are a force to be reckoned with. Here it says, and Satan was threatening, because remember I said that Satan was using Jezebel, and he was rising up in her. And Satan was threatening Elijah, you're as good as dead. You've gone too far, and now the battle is between you and me. You know that's a lie. The battle ain't between you and Satan. No, it's not. The battle ain't between you and Jezebel. Who is the battle between?
God and Satan.
So if you can rest in that.
Yes, yes. Make it
if you can rest in that. Knowing, hold up, this battle ain't between me and you. This is between between you and God.
Yeah.
Rest in it.
That's it.
Wow. It changes your heart.
Yes,
it changes the concept of way you thinking. Once you get it, wait a minute, no. Mm-mm. This battle ain't between you and me. I'm gonna sit down right here.
Mm-hmm.
God,
yeah.
I call on Daddy. Amen. Do you see what's going on here? Amen.
Amen.
So rest in that.
Amen.
There's some good stuff.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Make it plain.
Yes.
You, it says here, beloved, God allows this personal challenge. Listen to this. Beloved, God allows this personal challenge for a reason. And it's the same reason every godly, dedicated believer must experience the same battle. You see, it's one thing to stand up against the workers of iniquity. When you see the forces of evil at work in America, judges ruling God's name out of school, doctors killing babies, preaching the layman preaching in the church. Lesbians preaching in the church, in the pulpits. You know that Satan is working against the whole body of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And that is a corporate battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, is anything entirely when you come face to face with an angry devil and he's out to get you personally?
Mm-hmm.
He comes after you as an individual because you've made an impact in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You've shaken hell.
Mm-hmm.
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 You've shaken hell.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, this is the whole issue, the whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of learning God's ways. We think, is there never a time when I can sit back and know the devil is defeated? Won't my battles ever end? No, God has a different plan. And it is this. When you learn how to resist the devil, he will flee from you.
Amen.
James 4:7. You may say, I already know that. But many Christians think resisting the devil means rarely raring at him, you know, growling at him or yelling at him, trying to scare him away.
Mm-hmm.
But that is of no effect. God is talking about something entirely different here. He is saying, how can you learn how to resist Satan until I have let him come at you, roaring and threatening? He is not a figure of your imagination. He is real.
He's real.
The devil is real. Mm-hmm. And you have to learn to give opposition to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tanya told me about she had a call, got the call in the spirit, and she could hear the roaring or the growling in the voice.
Yes.
Well, she knew that that was not of God. She knew it was Satan. He was trying to trick her up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's trying to do. This is the last hour. 11:11.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Ooh. Professional snake handlers, I tried to envision that in my mind. Those who draw poison from rattlesnakes for medicine purposes get their training by going straight into the snake pit. It is the only way they can rid themselves of fear. And it is the only way to learn snake devices and how they move and operate is to get in the pit with them. I tried to get my mind in there. I couldn't get there. I said, God, let them do it. But when they get in that pit with them snakes, they learn them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They learn how they are.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not using the baby as a snake, but I'm using the baby as how you learn the character of the baby,
mm-hmm.
how you learn when they're hungry, how you learn that child. Every child's not the same. But when you're around a child, how you learn the things about that child that you can prevent them from having anger issues. You know? How you learn them. And that's one of the things that I have learned. Now, in Luke, it talks about we would tread upon the serpents and the scorpions, but nothing by any means shall hurt us. Now, we be treading it up. God put us in places, and we don't even realize we're among a whole bunch of snakes. We don't even realize it. And ain't God good to keep us from knowing what's really around us?
Yeah, girl.
Ain't he good?
Yes.
Praise God. So, beloved, God wants to take you into the pit to stand face to face with the devil. He wants you to hear the enemy's crafty lying and roaring so you can learn how to resist him. He wants to teach you to stand firmly, to quickly withstand all of Satan's empty rattling. Mm-hmm. Did you see what that said? It said empty.
Rattling.
Empty.
Yeah.
No bites. Right.
Yeah, like the lion.
Now, Miss Kim, you said that someone brought a dog in there. I remember I told you she's very afraid of dogs. But what did you say? You just said, no, it can't stay in here, or something like that? But you didn't take off running like you would usually run. So she was standing. She was standing. She was facing her fear. Amen? And she said, oh no, you can't stay up in here. Get out.
Yeah.
You were facing your fear. Amen?
Amen.
Scripture says of Michael the archangel, listen to this. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disrupted about the body of Moses, dare not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. So he know this battle is not between him and the devil. So can y'all see that? The devil coming, he's coming and messing with you. The Lord rebukes you, Satan.
Yeah.
That's all you got
the
to
Lord
say.
Rebukes.
And go on about your business. The Lord rebukes you.
Yeah, that's it.
Amen?
Speak.
I don't have time to play games with you, devil. I have work to do. The Lord will take care of you. And you go on about your business. So anything that comes up before you, because we have to face him. Finally, we have to face him so that we can resist him. Amen?
Amen?
And resisting him, the Lord rebukes you. I will not respond to you. Amen?
Amen.
First, God allows your trial because he wants to make you devil-proof. That doesn't mean you won't be attacked again, but you will be trained to stand. It is all part of his preparing you for greater service. Listen to this, greater anointing, expanding usefulness in his kingdom. You guys, Miss Kim knows what her fear is. What is yours? Is it falling back into temptation? Is it the way you may talk? Whatever it is, you know what it is. And the enemy is going to try to come back and buck up before you. And what are you going to say? The Lord rebukes you, Satan. I ain't got time for this. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when Tanya got that phone call in the spirit, and she knew that it wasn't right, I think you said you just hung it up and said, come on, let's go. She didn't have time to entertain that phone call. She didn't have time for that. The Lord rebukes you. Furthermore, the Lord is trying to strengthen you against the devil's wiles. He is raising up a body of believers who have faced the devil, who have been strengthened against him, and who know his devices, are not afraid of him. God is saying, once you understand why you're going through this, you will have taking back all the ground you've lost. You will be in control again by the power of the Holy Ghost. Once Elijah's trials was over, he would never run again.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
He now had a sense of direction. He was reassured in his spirit. You see, God was about to send him to nations to raise up kings, leaders, and prophets. Because with God, the reason God is allowing you to face the enemy, because he's going to use you in a greater capacity. Amen. It's work that got to be done here in the land of the living.
Amen.
And he needs willing vessels.
Amen.
And yield vessels. And trained vessels.
Amen.
And we sit before him.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Woo-wee! This is what God told him. He told him to go. God told him, go, return on thy way. Anointing Hazael to be king over Syria and who this is, Jehu to be king over Israel and Elijah to be prophet in thy stead. Elijah had been given fresh anointing and power.
Amen.
He was in control again. So he departed thence. This is verse 19. Elijah came out of the cave to do God's will. He didn't have to shed a river of tears. No, he simply had heard the word of the Lord. Beloved, the only hold the devil can have on you is fear. And you've got to shake it off in faith.
My Jesus.
You have to say, I'm not going down. I'm not going out like this.
Help us, Jesus.
God is going to give you a fresh anointing from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He's going to use you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you
Hallelujah.
Believe that God is not finished with you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That he is teaching and training you for better things.
Yeah.
He wants to speak to you in your cave of despondency.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to tell you what to do and where to go.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to bring you out.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
So get up out of your despair. Shake off the bondage of fear and depression. Depart from your cave. You'll discover that the moment you get up and walk out, the anointing will flow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Father, I ask that you would seal this understanding by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I ask that you would bring to our remembrance all the things that you have spoken unto us when we need it.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for how you you prepares us before any type of encounter may come. And how you make it so simple to us. So we thank you. And Lord, Holy Spirit,
thank you,
Jesus. Just have your way.
Right now.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh, ooh.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Some of us have already faced him. Some of us have already shaken him up.
Thank you.
And some of us is walking and standing. And I thank you, Lord God. That you said that all the sin nature will dry up and bear no more fruit. So we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all the praise. You are the worthy God, you are worthy. Now have your way in us. And we just receive the fresh outpouring of your spirit upon us today. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Holy Spirit, thank you.
Thank you.
You just made it clear. You give an understanding of what you've already gone through. Mm. So we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.